Harper Voyager and Harper Audio present Flamebringer, a Heartstone novel by L. Catherine White. Performed by Billy Fulford Brown. Chapter 1. The Long Way Around. We had made a terrible mistake. I felt it in every beat of Akara's wings, in every white clouded breath that rushed back to sting my face with ice crystals, every tear drawn out on the knife blade of the wind. The storm was getting stronger. Snow was falling thick and fast, though falling was no longer the right word. Falling implied verticality. This snow drove toward us with single-minded horizontal fury, Takari-like in its efforts to unseat Alistair and me. Worst of all, it was getting dark. I gripped Alistair's waist with fingers I could no longer feel and squinted over his shoulder. Through ice-rimmed eyelashes, I could just make out the ground far beneath, in patches of white and dirty grey, where the snow had scraped its frozen claws over the barrens of the old wilds. Still no trees in sight, or hills or mountains, or landmarks or anything. We were lost.
Alistair, we have to turn back,
I shouted. The wind spun my voice away. I tried again, pulling down my scarf and clumsily waving one hand in the hopes he would see it. He turned a little. The length of cloth wound around his mouth and chin was frosted with snow.
Can't land here,
he shouted back, each word fighting its way through the wind.
Not cover. Shelter. Wait.
Wait for what? I wanted to scream, though I knew it was useless. The storm had long since swallowed our bearings, and landing in weather like this would be a near-death sentence, dragon companion notwithstanding. No shelter, no wood for a fire, with night falling and our food stores already low, and no guarantee we'd be able to get in the air again if the Takari of the old wilds found us. We had no choice but to keep going. No storm could go on forever. But then no dragon could either. Ice glistened on Akara's scales, her saddle, and the edges of her wings. We no longer flew straight, but dipped and swayed with every draft, and in the lull between gusts, I heard her labored breathing. It had been a long time since she'd had a proper meal. It had been a long time since any of us had eaten. I closed my eyes and pressed my forehead against Alistair's back. Janna, have mercy. Why did we do this? The gods didn't answer. They didn't need to. It had been almost 2 days since we flew from Orientan on the shores of Lake Mira, chasing the Widric Gastradi and his Valkyrie mount. His words from the tavern still burned in my ears, vicious, poisonous, louder than the howling of the storm.
The summons comes for the house of Eden Dared, and old things will be called into account. The ledger will be brought forth, and when all Arl kneels before our master, then you'll know I've won.
All through the night we'd flown after him, blindly, furiously, Akara's dragonfire burning through the swirling snowflakes, like the avenging sword of Mikla himself. It was a sword that proved blunted and faithless in our foolish hands. The first rays of dawn had found us in the mountain pass west of Lake Mira, illuminating the whole lake valley and the old wilds beyond. At Alistair's command, Akara landed, breaking the crust of snow that spread all around us in a smooth white blanket, unmarked by any sign of Widric or his Valkyrie.
We've lost them, I said.
Alistair's voice came muffled from beneath his scarf, the single word short and sharp as the wind.
Yes.
What now, Kayla? Akara asked. The Gastradi warn of a war that is coming. We are many leagues from our allies. And you?
She looked over her shoulder at the empty scabbard on Alistair's back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?